much more than law. It really encompasses liturgy, but it's rooted and grounded in family life. Suddenly you can see why Paul rethought his whole faith as a Pharisaic Jew in light of Christ, to see that God is a father more than he's a lawgiver and a judge, that all of the laws of the covenant come from a loving father who knows us better than we will ever know ourselves, and he loves us more than we'll ever be able to love ourselves. And so he legislates what is life-giving in the law of the covenant, and he forgives, but he never spoils his children. And so the more you apply this notion of covenant as kinship to the story of our salvation, to salvation history, you know, the deeper it gets, and yet the more unity you discover as well.
Mm-hmm. And that unity is reflected not just in his scriptural studies, but I mean, he's really allowing Catholics to pick up on a point you made a couple of minutes ago, that we are scripture and tradition.
That's right. And so when it comes to the liturgy, where tradition is most alive, when it comes to the homily, where you have to make the word come alive, when it comes to prayer, where you have to really make that word part of a spiritual dialogue, a conversation with God, I mean, this man is our master and a mentor. Like, you know, he does not compare unfavorably to Pope John Paul II. He might not have the stage presence, to be sure. He certainly became pope at a much, much later age. But it's a remarkable grace that we have to enjoy at this point. And I really hope that we take advantage of it. I remember back in the mid-80s when I first came into the church, I was a doctoral student. And I was taking a graduate seminar, and I approached the professor, a very good Jesuit, and asked him if I could write a paper on this series of talks that John Paul had just given from about 1979 to 85. He had just finished the Theology of the Body series. And the guy rolled his eyes. He said, come on, those are just Wednesday audiences. And I'm like, have you been reading these things? I mean, these aren't just your garden variety Wednesday audiences. I mean, this stuff.